Today is Tuesday, April 18th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Exercise Day. I did exercise this morning because I am doing my morning exercises, although I did not exercise while I was on the trip. I'll talk a little bit more about that as we go, but no exercising on the trip. Although I think I got plenty of exercise, but no actual, like, you know, planned exercise. It is also National Animal Crackers Day. So I have not had an animal cracker probably since I was 2 years old. Also, breaking news, everyone. Fox News settles defamation lawsuit from Dominion, which is the voting machine company, for $787.5 million. So, there you go. I guess they thought they might lose, and so they wanted to go ahead and say, I haven't read the article. It was literally just a headline that came up. New York Times emailed me. When they have breaking news, they email me because I'm a paying member, even though I hate having to pay for it. They did. I do because I have to do NYT cooking for Throwing Down. And I also do the New York Times quiz for Mix Minus. So I pay for it. They email me when there's breaking news. That's what I'm saying. Okay, well, I've decided I'm not going to go in depth on the trip to Florida because, A, as per usual, it'll be 2 weeks from now and I'll still be talking about day two. So I'm gonna kind of give an overview, and then on the mix, on Mix Minus, we'll go a little bit more into depth on a few topics that Daniel and I want to talk about. You know, that way, you know, I'm not just blowing my load on Geeky Gay, but I will. So we got there Friday night, and everything, you know, we stopped, got McDonald's for Mark and I, cause it was 10:30 in the evening. We stopped at a 7-Eleven because everything was closed, and we got water and Diet Coke and Diet Mountain Dew and some chips and stuff to have, because the room was like an apartment. It was really like an apartment. It was a 2-bedroom apartment. There was a washer and dryer. There was a kitchen with a stove and a microwave and an oven and a dishwasher and a refrigerator and all of that. And a living room. And like I said, 2 bedrooms. The master bedroom had its own bathroom with a jacuzzi tub. And sweetly, Daniel and Zach gave us the master bedroom, so that was nice. And then on Thursday, we get up, and Mark had to work. So, and he had internet problems at the beginning, but they did resolve themselves, so that was okay. We did see one roach in our room. I didn't know, and I thought I had killed it. I smushed it with a shoe against the baseboard. I came back later that day and the roach was gone. And this was not a small roach. This was probably the size of the palm of my hand. I mean, it was like a big roach, right? And I know, I think they call them palmetto bugs or something in Florida. I feel like they're just roaches, though. If not, they're basically a cousin of a roach. And I thought I might see more over the course of the trip, so I was kind of freaking out and putting my clothes on top of things so that roaches didn't get in the, you know, in the suitcase or anything like that. But we didn't see another roach the entire weekend, or, you know, the entire 4 days. So then we went to Magic Kingdom. So my overall thoughts are, first of all, we had 3 days of Disney. Mark had to work during the day, but Zach and Daniel had planned the rides that I wanted to ride, which at Magic Kingdom was basically Tron. Then at Animal Kingdom, I wanted to ride Avatar. At Hollywood Studios, I wanted to ride Rise of the Resistance. And at Epcot, I wanted to ride, well, they wanted us to ride Guardians of the Galaxy because that's not one I had heard anything about. So I like riding rides, so I'm okay with it. So overall, I would say, you know, first of all, we had fun. We had a lot of fun, and it was great seeing Daniel and Zach. That was the main reason we were there. And, you know, we got to see Daniel complete his first 10K, his first Disney 10K. And that was a lot of fun, seeing him, you know, haggardly run across the finish line. No, he was fine, actually. And we got to see Cindy, which is Daniel's sister, and she's just a hoot. She is so much fun to hang around with. I hadn't remembered how much fun she was from the last time that Daniel and I had hung out, but she was a blast. It was a lot of fun having, she hung out with us at Epcot, and we had dinner with her and all of that. So it was really good. So we went to Magic Kingdom. The one thing that I wasn't prepared for, and Daniel did try to prepare me for it, but we were at Disney from like 9 in the morning until 11 at night on Friday. Now, the plan was, Thursday, sorry. On Saturday, we were at Epcot, and the plan was, you know, we would do a few things at Epcot, ride some rides, whatever. Daniel would leave us, and then, because they were going to pick up their run stuff and whatever, and then we would go to dinner. We would basically go back and go to dinner. I may have forgotten something, but I think it was, we would go, I can't remember. I feel like we went directly to dinner. Or did we meet them? Now I can't remember what we did. Damn it. I can't remember what we did. But regardless, that's right. It was all day. Now I'm trying to remember. Guys, I can't remember stuff. So yes, the plan was Daniel and Cindy were going to leave us, go to the ESPN place and get their bibs and all that kind of stuff for the run. And Dan and Zach and Mark and I were going to stay at Epcot and do a bunch of more stuff, or, you know, do extra stuff. And then we were going to meet them for dinner at the Jose Andres, I think it was called Haleo in Disney Springs, a tapas place. So we did that. We rode Guardians of the Galaxy. It was fun. Tron was a lot of fun at Magic Kingdom, which was the ride that I wanted to ride there. I almost blacked out. It was so fast and it was so dark and there were lights buzzing by your face and I literally almost blacked out. And Epcot, you know, Epcot is kind of a laid back thing. I guess I'm a nerd. One of my favorite things to do at Epcot is that boat ride where they take you through and show you the greenhouses and stuff of Disney. I can't remember what it is, but it's all like this, you know, oh, we grow our food. We have fisheries or whatever, where we grow our fish that we serve in the restaurant. I find that very interesting, and it's just kind of a relaxing ride that you do. And we got some food at some various booths, you know, because they have different booths at each country. And it was the Flower and Garden Festival or something like that. So they had extra food set up in various places. I will say, very expensive food for very small servings. So you go to each of these things, it's like $10 and you get a plate that's like 2 bites or something like that. But we did that. We rode the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which was fun. And then we hung out with Zach, and we were going to go to this America show. I can't remember the name of it. It was this America show that Daniel wanted us to see. But there's a bridge to get to that part of Epcot. And as we get there, they had some barges that they needed to get from one place to the other. And it's a drawbridge. They had to raise the bridge. And it took so long to raise the bridge that Daniel and Cindy were not going to have time to... We were not going to be able to make it to the show. So they left. We kind of walked around to a few areas, Zach and Mark and I. And then we went to the America show. I may have fallen asleep. I was kind of tired. And it's like Daniel's favorite show, but, you know... It was so America forward. It was like America is the greatest. And then we ate at Haleo that night, and I had mussels for the first time, and I liked them. And if you guys know me, you know I don't like seafood, and I liked the mussels. It was crazy. And yeah, so I think I will end it there. I will get a little bit into Saturday race day on tomorrow's episode, and then we're gonna move forward. We're gonna move on forward with the rest of my life. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.